This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, May 4th, 2016. Some Zimbabweans are resisting the newly introduced national pledge being recited at schools, saying they were not consulted by the government before it was rolled out. Several families in Chinoy Mashonaland West Province have converted toilets into dwellings due to lack of accommodation. It's now easy to get a passport in Zimbabwe. We will give you more details on this issue. In the Diaspora Forum this evening, we will be featuring a Zimbabwean, Professor Moze Chikowore, who has authored a book titled African Music, Power and Being a Colonial Zimbabwe. And do you understand the role of personal mentorship? How can the government promote national mentorship programs? Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about press freedom in Zimbabwe. What do you think about this issue? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. The number again is 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.